Let's head now to the Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation. Alan Bierg is back with us again today. Hey, Alan, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Nutrition. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, so the USDA is doing a lot of things in terms of rules that we're seeing with the WIC program. School meals rules are coming out. And dairy's got to be ready for this. You're seeing a lot of arguments about equity, and what they're talking about is lactose intolerant populations. The idea that people can't process dairy, and so this is milk is not something that they should be having. It's starting to get mainstream. Lactose-free milk, we have to start pushing this more, because there are milk products that everyone can digest, and if we don't start standing behind it, it's a growing segment, by the way, we're going to start losing out in some nutrition programs.
Well, and the other thing is that, you know, cheese, you can eat cheese as well, because it's been processed out.
That's true. That's true. And yogurts as well. And we're making this point. What's insidious about it is that a lot of times the plant-based lobbyists are saying, well, since you can't have dairy, have our product. But, I mean, how much equity is there giving somebody something that is nutritionally inferior, you know, in the name of equity and justice? I mean, everybody should have access to dairy nutrition. We can all get behind that. But to do that, we have to be smart about our product mix and smart about what we promote. We have to be nimble. We can't assume that things are going to be the way that they've been. But we can win this, and the time to start fighting it is now. And gosh darn it, we're fighting it.
Well, and the other thing is, if you talk about a highly processed product, is there anything more highly processed than almond milk?
Oh, take a look at the labels. We actually did a whole poll about that. Even the stuff that they're now having come out of labs where you replicate one dairy protein and then add a bunch of other stuff to it and call it milk. I mean, it's ridiculous in terms of what's going on with the labeling, but it's not just labeling now. It's becoming actual government nutrition policy, and this is something we have to fight hard before it takes root.
There you go. Go on the offense. Go on the offense. All right. Sounds good.
Absolutely. Go Super Bowl.
There we go. Oh, who are you picking? Who are you picking?
You know, I lived in Wichita for many, many years, and I guess I got to go with my Heartland friends from KC.
There you go. All right. Sounds good. Talk to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Take care.
Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation, Alan Bierga. And that is Farm Talk.